This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Intensive care units are busy amid the coronavirus outbreak, but most routine and elective care is still on hold in Massachusetts, and that means big financial losses for doctors and hospitals. So where's the money you did not spend last month on an eye exam or taking your child in for that odd rash? WBUR's Martha Biemiger reports.
Matthew Baum has two children who've missed four appointments between them since mid-March.
None of them were, you know, super urgent.
A follow-up test, a routine visit, things the kids can postpone but not skip altogether.
No, all of it will happen, you know, whenever this situation eases.
The Baum family's longtime pediatrician, Dr. Lori Guerra Matthews, has canceled hundreds of similar appointments in the nearly 8 weeks since Governor Baker put a temporary hold on all non-urgent medical care.
The first week it was pretty bad. We went down from seeing like 60 patients in a day to having one provider seeing like 10 people, mostly phone calls.
Through layoffs and furloughs, the office shrank from 14 full-time to 6 part-time staff.
We had to cut back significantly just to be able to pay the bills.
Guerra Matthews took a 75% pay cut. Late last month, she secured one of the new federal small business loans. That $200,000 could keep Guerra Matthews going for another 6 weeks. To Guerra Matthews, it looks like everyone in healthcare is taking what she calls a huge hit during the pandemic, except health insurers.
Because they still are getting all of those, you know, monthly fees, and then people are avoiding coming in at all costs.
As the anxiety of preparing for the COVID-19 surge subsides, there's mounting anger at insurance companies. None of the 8 hospital executives contacted for this story would talk about their frustration on the record. But on background, top administrators and their advisors use words like bloodbath and shameful. The Massachusetts Hospital Association estimates its members are losing more than $1 billion a month. There's no total loss estimate yet for all of the private practice doctors like Guerra Matthews. But the perception is that health insurers are sitting on piles of unspent healthcare premiums they could be using to keep clinicians afloat.
Unfortunately, that is a wrong perception. And I think we, just like hospitals and physicians, are in a very precarious state right now.
Laura Pellegrini is president and CEO of the Massachusetts Association of Health Plans. She says health insurer spending has shifted to telehealth, coronavirus testing and treatment at the same time revenue is down. Employers are asking for grace periods because they can't pay premium bills, and members who've lost their jobs are dropping coverage.
So plans could see a precipitous loss in membership in the near future.
Insurers expect patients will seek most of the elective care they've put off. They're also budgeting for future waves of COVID-19. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Massachusetts CEO Andrew Dreyfus says those combined expenses could increase healthcare spending this year.
The biggest concern really is how can we provide affordable premiums while at the same time paying our clinical partners fairly. And that's a tough balancing act on good days, but in a once-in-the-century pandemic, it's a real challenge.
Dreyfus says his company has released $40 million in advance payments to some providers. Blue Cross plans in Maryland and California are doing more. Insurers in Massachusetts are now reviewing requests for help on a case-by-case basis. Dreyfus says that includes Blue Cross.
If a physician practice or a hospital were in real distress, I think it'd probably be important to look at a community solution along with state government and other private payers in Massachusetts, and we'd be prepared to do that.
Hospitals in Massachusetts and physician groups tied to them estimate they'll receive $1.2 billion in federal assistance. But they expect to lose $5.4 billion through July, assuming some patients who've postponed care return. Physicians who are not employed by hospitals haven't received anything yet. A national study out of Harvard shows ophthalmologists, who generally need to see someone in person, with the biggest drop in patient visits, followed by ear, nose, and throat specialists, and then dermatologists. But Dr. Michael Chernu, one of the study authors, says the remedy is not so obvious.
It is probably the case that insurers are suffering less than providers right now, but that doesn't mean they're sitting on hordes of cash that they can dole out to save the system.
Here's another key reason why. 57% of the Massachusetts market is self-insured. These are large employers who keep their health insurance premiums and spend as needed. That includes Harvard, where Turnu chairs the benefits committee. He doesn't have the latest claims, but expects big short-term healthcare savings.
It wouldn't surprise me if overall spending at the end of March through April was down about 50%, maybe even more than 50%. It's not clear what that will translate to on a full-year basis.
Because Turnu says Harvard's healthcare costs could still go up overall. But whether the money saved on postponed care is sitting with large employers or with health insurers, doctors and hospitals across Massachusetts say they need help now. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.